Yeah, good to talk. We're skipping to Sif Mem Gimel. We're going to deal with tonight another set of heterim, exclusions to the rule of Bametzra, where Bametzra is not applicable. Last week we did Akum and Mitzvah. This week we're going to do things that are time sensitive, where the sale has to go through very quickly for the benefit of the seller, that there too there's not going to be a din of Bametzra. Mitzvah will develop it tonight. Let's start. Sif Mem Gimel. Mocha Kadei Liting Menas HaMelech. If the reason why he sold it was in order to give the Menas HaMelech, he had to pay taxes to the king. Or he sold it in order to Nebuch, he had a karev in his family and needed a burial, they needed to raise funds, and it was quickly, and the maces mutal lafan of Rachman al-Islan, lo'aleinu memela, he had to raise funds quickly, so he had to mamish fire sale his house, his property. Or it's Mavun, the Gemara is talking about where the kids with the Yisayimim have to provide for the Amana and the sisters Mazainis, so Bezin could sell off it's part of the nechassim in order to pay for the mezainis for the amana and the girls. So there too, times is of the essence. They need food. They need to live. They need both the mother and the daughters need to live. Memela, we can't hold back the mechir. We're going to develop this. Just hold on a second. V'yesh aimrim, duhu adin lemezainis atzmi. So too, if Nebuch someone himself is desperate and he needs to raise cash to be able to buy food or clothing, for that matter, whatever he needs for his parnasa, basic parnasa, that too is going to have a heter. There's no din ba metzra. Anybody din ba metzra. Not only that, v'afilu shelava l'tzarchei kvura ay l'mazin ha'isha v'abanes. Even if he just borrowed for tzarchei kvura mazin ha'isha v'abanes, or he borrowed from his friend to pay back taxes, and now it's coming time to pay up the chayiv. Kishemoicha, when he sells his property, lefrei lamalva, to pay up the malva for any of these loans, ein boi mishum din banametza. There's also not going to be a din banametza. So there's no din banametza when the seller is desperate that he has to sell his property, because he needs to raise capital for something which is time sensitive. Either pay taxes. We're going to see practical applications, but we have to first develop this, understand where this is coming from, what the alumnus behind this is. So we're going to discuss it as well. We'll discuss many different applications. But let's just develop it. Where this is coming from? So Rashi says, on Kol Chesem and Beis, Rashi says, in these cases, there's no din ba metzra. The loy mashinan milsa loy deal a metzra. We don't waste time to notify the metzron about the pending sale. We can't be busy with notifying the metzron. We don't have the time for it. Because in the meantime, pen yuchaysa shaita melech, maybe the shaita of the king will get upset. He's trying to collect his taxes and the guy's not paying. Or so too for mezainis and mezaina mace. You can't leave chulila the mace just standing there to rat. So therefore, we can't waste time. We can't delay in order to be medea the metzron. That's how Rashi explains it. What does Rashi mean? L'chaya, it needs help here. What do you mean you can't delay it in order to be medea the metzron? Fine, so don't delay it, so sell. Don't be medea the metzron. And then the metzron will go and approach the lagech and take the property away from the lagech. What is it? Wait.
Yeah, he'll never go buy it then. If he knows that he can take it over, then he's delaying the court again.
And if you notify the metzron?
What?
And if you notify...
If you have a buyer right here, you can do it right away. The metzron might be out of town or whatever.
Fine. So let's develop it. Maybe we'll get to something very similar. Yeah, it's very close to what you're saying. But fundamentally, well, what does Rashi want? So don't be medila metzen. The second problem with Rashi is that we never found anywhere that there's a chiv on the seller to notify the metzen ever. Even when it's not a rush. And he wants to sell his property, take his time, and he puts his ads or whatever it is. Does he have to notify the metzron that he's selling his property? We never heard such a thing. We already said that there's no dinner by metzron on the seller. There's only dinner by metzron on the lekeah. Right? The meicha, never dinner by metzron on the meicha. The meicha doesn't have a chiv to sell in the first place. If he wanted to, he won't sell at all. So you can't put dinim on him to say that he has to notify the metzron. The lekeah, you could put a din on, don't buy here, buy somewhere else. Why encroach on the metzron? But on the seller, there was never din on the meicha ever of ba metzah. So what's Rashi saying? Here we can't be medir the metzron. So what does it have to do with this halakha? The meisah, the other rishonim, the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam and the other Rishonim and Mavur, that the pshat here is that Gevenloch, because of the halachas of Bar Mitzvah, it takes time to sell a property. Because Bar Mitzvah is beside a deterrent for a lokeh. Why should I invest time to do diligence and inspect this property and go through it and engineers and busy with closings and contracts if I know after all my hard work of 3 months, it's going to be taken away from me? So beside the halacha Bar Mitzvah is a deterrent and it causes a delay in the sale. Mimela, Bishlam in a regular case, no. You have your time, so it'll take you an extra month to sell your property. Big deal. But here, with times of the essence, and he has to fire sale his property, he got to sell, he has to raise capital for Mezainis, for Kfura, for Manas HaMelech. In these cases, we can't enact a Takana Bamesra because it's going to delay the whole selling process and the seller is going to be shortchanged and we can't do it to the seller. We'll never be Masakan Bamesra where it's going to be Mafsid the seller. And since this here will be Mafsid the seller, so we were not Masakim by Metzra. That's how the other Rishonim learned. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says the reason why is because we don't have the time to notify the Metzra. Who cares about notifying the Metzra? Where was that coming from? So don't notify the Metzra. And after the sale, then the Metzra will take over. So the Chuvus Tashbat in Chelik Dalid in Tur Aleph, the end of Simon Lametes, he learns the Pshat and Rashi is like this. Really, Rashi means the Rishonim as well, that we can't enact Bar Mitzvah because it's going to schlep out the sale process, and we don't have the time for it. Just Rashi was bothered by another problem. Rashi had, okay, so let's play this out. What's going to happen? So the sale is going to go through, and then the Mitzvah is going to never be able to get the property because time was of the essence, and they weren't misakin by Mitzvah b'chagavna. So Nebuch poor Mitzvah is going to be out in the cold. So you would throw out, you have a havamina that in this case you would at least have an achrayis to be medir the Mitzvah and give him first shot before the sale. Because once the sale goes through, he's out. He's going to lose this option of buying this property. Bishloim are all over. We don't have to notify the Metzrin before the sale. It's a big deal. Sell to whoever you want to sell to. And whatever happens at the end, the Metzrin has a choice to decide to be Mazalik Lakeach or not. So he doesn't lose out. But over here, because time is of the essence, they were not Mesakin by Metzra. And Mimel, if the sale goes through, the Metzrin will not be able to be Mazalik Lakeach. So Rashi had a new Havamin, a new Kasha that maybe here you should Chodsh have the, I don't know, decency, I don't know, chiv to notify the Metzrin beforehand that give him first shot on the property. Zok Rashi, even that we don't have time for. That's the commercial on the Rashi. Kilo Rashi explaining something extra, a new kasha, why won't we deal the Metzrin before the sale goes through? That's how the Tashbat learns Rashi. It's a pelo, it's not much more like that in Rashi, because Kilo Kumtois, that what the Gemara is talking about, there's no din by Metzrin, Rashi ignored and didn't explain why. And Rashi has a new problem, which is problem. Make this it's even a problem. Maybe Taki do Medir the Metzrin before, and how do you know? Like, who is Rashi to make a problem? Like, I have a problem. Maybe it should be Medir the Metzrin. So maybe Taki's Medir the Metzrin before. Like, no, that was a given to Rashi, not Medir the Metzrin also beforehand. And he has this new kasha. Why not touch over here? And then for that, he has this terrace that we don't even have time for that too. It's a lot missing in Rashi. What I believe Pshat is, I think what Shmuel Melchal was trying to say before is I think Pshat in Rashi is like this. That, let's go back to fundamentally. The Olam was bothered by this many times. The Olam has asked, how could Chazal go ahead and be Mesakim Bar Mitzvah if it's slowing down the wholesale process? It's a deterrent. No one wants to buy and step into the property because it's going to be taken away from them by the Mitzvah. So, Mali Litzara, I won't look into it. So you're diminishing demand. So maybe you're causing maybe the seller to sell the property at a discount because he has a problem. There's a Metzin in the background, Metzin LLC, notifying everyone, I'm the Metzin, you better stay away. So Mamela, he's deterring all the potential customers from buying the properties. At the end, the seller's going to be forced to sell this property at a discount. So it means they really were mafsid the seller to be made for the Metzrin. And that doesn't make sense, because Kiddua, throughout the Sim, in many cases we've seen already, even this Sif, is that you see that Chazal were not Mesakin by Metzra when it's a Hefzid to the seller. So then how are they Mesakin by Metzra altogether? Every din of by Metzra is inevitably a Hefzid to the seller. So how were they able to be Mesakin by Metzra ever? Even when the time is not of the essence, how would they be able to Mesakin Teretz? Is that if a seller was nervous about his Metzrin, he has a quick fix. What does he do? He goes over to Metzrin and says, buddy, do you want it? I want to sell it for 400. Are you interested? Yes or no? If you're interested, fine, so let's close right now. You're not interested? Okay, fine. The halacha is, if the seller, that is, notifies the metzner beforehand and tells him the price that he wants, and the metzner declines to buy it at that price, and then the seller sells it on the free market for that price, there's no din mitzvahs. He lost his chance. I gave you the opportunity to buy at this price. You don't want. So that's it. So that's why I sold it to someone else. You can't have kindness now. I gave you that opportunity. That's a halakha. Mefush halakha. So Mameila and Siflam and Af. So Mameila comes that Bamet is really not a deterrent really to the sale. Because if the seller was ever worried, all he has to do is notify the messenger before and tell him the price that he's looking for. And if the messenger declines, he declines. No, boss. It's a 2-day deterrent. Just the time that it takes you to notify the messenger and give him, I don't know how long you have to give him, but you know, just a little time to decide if he wants it for that price or not. So it's a mash over deterrent, but it's not going to cause you to sell it at a loss or at a discount. You won't have to pay real estate if the medicine comes through. If the medicine doesn't come through, then he's off the hook and the medicine is gone.
$400,000 property, I can say $20,000.
Yeah, good. And economy, good. So Mamela. So there's never a problem of Bametra B-Soid. You always have the opportunity to notify the medicine beforehand and wait till he declines. And at that point, now it's a free fall. Now that's it. The Odin Bametra is Nimchal, and now you can sell to the free market. Comes along Rashi, that's what Rashi's saying. Zok Rashi, that's good all over. But over here, where time is at the essence, so we got to raise the money for the taxes or for the kfura or for the mezainis, they're starving, they need bread on the table today. I don't have even the 2 days to notify the metzen and wait till he decides that he's not interested. Memela, if I don't have that option, so bata, you say bata labinyan. So memela, Chazal could never be mezaken by metzen in the first place, because it's going to be a deterrent to the buyers, which is going to slow down the sale, and the seller's going to have a hefset. The only way you were able to enact Bametzra in the first place was because the seller had the way to sideline the Bametzra by notifying beforehand. But here, since time is of the essence, and there's not even time, there's no time to even notify the Metzra, Mamela, the whole Takanas Bametzra can't even start. That's Pratt and Rashi. I know it's a shtikla amasa, at least Rashi is explaining Pratt and the Gemara. The Gemara says there's no Bametzra by Manasseh and Melech, all these things, that time is of the essence, because we don't have time to notify the Metzra beforehand. Mamela, a father the seller doesn't have a ever to notify the medicine. But if he was to, he always had the option to notify the medicine, to sideline the medicine. Here he doesn't even have that option. Time doesn't allow him. Memela, they can never be misakim by medicine in the first place. And Bisoy, this prat is not really my own prat, because Bisoy, the Prisha says, Kamat, the same exact prat in a rush that's brought down in the tour in Sif Nundalad Lagabi, a different heter. When someone sells all of his nechasim in one shot, there's also a takana, it's a telus for the seller to be able to sell all his assets at once. And Mamela is also no din bametzra. And the rush explains the reason is because the seller doesn't have time to notify the medicine before him because he might lose his potential buyers willing to buy all his properties. And Dr. Prisha, what's pshat? So don't notify him. Because the whole din about medicine is goodbye, that you had to have the ability to notify the medicine beforehand to sideline him. Here you don't have the ability because time is of the essence. Mamela can't have the din about medicine. Remember the same pshat that the Prisha says over there, I'm just plugging into the Rashi over here. Prokshem, I found a different makil in Chelek Aleph Simen Tzadi Beis, Zayin says Mefurish that's pshat in this Rashi. Not like the So that's pshat. The pshat here is the reason why there's no din about metzahs because time is of the essence. I don't even have time to sideline the metzah. I don't have time to notify him beforehand to be able to get him out of the way. I'd only have those couple of days. Memela, they were never misakim by metzah in the first place. All right, now let's just bring out these examples and then talk about a halakha lamaisa case. The Mechaba says, L'mozen ha'isha v'abonis. Like I said, that the Gemara's Mavu is talking about where Bezin is selling the Nixay Yisayimim to be able to provide for the Amona and these girls. The Rava Magid is Mavu, that who adin if the Balakarka himself sells to provide for his own family. And now the Ramah takes it to the next step. Even if he sells to provide for himself, for Mazangis Atzlai. What's the Chiddush? Zakta Smad, the Chiddush is, you would think that his problem is that he doesn't have his own Mazangis Beseda. So don't rush. You don't have to sell this. You don't have to suspend the dinma maaser. Just go around and collect money for yourself. You're an able-bodied individual to collect money. So join the carpool and collect money. So therefore, you would think that that's not a heter to get out of bar maaser. Kamash mulon, that's the chiddush of Rama. Yes, it is. That times of the essence, you want to provide for yourself. You have a right to sell your property off and without any interference from the maaserin. No, Pasha's not. It's just there is such a sheet that he put down from Talmid Rash, but rather it's other Rishonim say it as well. I haven't found anyone who disagrees with that.
What's the finish? A guy having a chosen, he has to be master of himself.
If he doesn't have money, the halacha is, if the guy...
He has an asset.
But let's say it takes normally a month to sell that asset.
I think the biggest bullshit for a person has, I think the biggest bullshit for a person to go around collecting money.
Okay.
So
that's
to make the Metzrin happy.
No, it works out. Really, is that the Khan is a Metzrin, right? Really, that the Khan was there. The Chazal should make this as an exception to the rule. So you would have had that Havamina, Kamash will or not?
The guy has never included to incur any loss. This is the biggest loss.
Fine, masking, good. You're right. Now, look, you want to know what the Havamina is. Okay, fine. The Chuvik Sam Seifer says, it's brought down here in Piskei Tshuva, that this is only if you sell for your Mezainis. But if a guy is selling to raise capital to be able to buy a business and to have a Parnasa, a Geschäft, that there is no suspension of Bametza. That's not the time is of the essence. So it'll take you another month till you raise the capital to buy the business. We're only talking about when the guy Mamish needs food on the table today, tomorrow, that's when we fire sale and we allow him to do that.
And the big deal doesn't go through. That's not the same.
Well, what? Sorry?
The big deal is going to fall through and he's going to lose thousands of dollars.
Well, happen. He wants to make a profit to close on a deal?
Just saying, let's say that's going
to. L'chayra also not. We don't find, to be able to make more revak, we don't find. That's not going to work. It means that you're desperate, you need to raise for your mezainis. That there is a cheshen of Eifer who points out, a nice chap, that's true if you need to raise capital for your business. But if you want to buy a store, so then he tushels a different, or he says a tavern, he tushels a different halacha. The halacha is that if you meicha bira, liknois biyafa, if you sell something that's inferior, bad, in order to buy something good, there's also no dinu b'ames. So again, it's a tell us a meicha that he has the opportunity right now to buy a nicer house, so there's no dinu b'ames because we're afraid that if you slow him down, he's going to lose that opportunity. So he says that you're talking about stamina investment. You're talking about investment, or here we're talking about Luka Biraka Kligo Bakara Volimka Bira Viligo Yofa. So he's saying if he wants to buy a business, so Batsum, that's a better asset for him to own, so then you'll have that. Now if you tell me in your case, if your investment fits that criteria, fine. So you won't have the heter over here out Mazinus, but you'll have the heter out they being Limka Bira Ligo Biyofa. A different heter. The case of a Kadashim says like this, when it says over here it's Lepanosas Bnei Beisrei, the kids, how old are these kids? How old are these bonus? How old? What is the chiv parnasa? The halacha is, unbeknownst to many, that the chiv of chazal to support your children stops at the age of 6. That's the cutoff point. After that, Chazal say it's a mitzvah to mevanis your kids, it's not a chiv, and anyone that doesn't, when mevayishim berabim, that he doesn't care about supporting his kids. But the chiv stops at 6. So Kesa Kadosh was mesupik, he says, avada up to 6, clearly there's a chiv in the person, and avada there's no din about mitzvah. But what happens if the kids are older than 6, where now it's not a chiv, it's only out a busha inyan, maybe you don't have this din, you don't have a chiv to support your kids. So if a guy wants to sell his asset to provide for his 7-year-old, maybe there will be a dinner by Metzra. The 7-year-old is starving. I don't know, so go to the Rabbanim and they'll tell the Shabbos, they'll provide for the kid. But it's not your chiv to provide, Chalila, it's not your chiv to provide for such a kid. So, tuition, yes. So Zok the Kesef Kadosh Machab, he's mitzadid, he says, you're right, it could be an economy that mitzad the chiv, panosas, aben, you don't have. But mitzad your own bush, you're not providing for your kid, you do have. So it bribes like your panosas atzmai. To save yourself from your own busha, that is, like you were trying to say, you're right, it's not mezainis of the kids, it's your own mezainis. It's like mezainis, it's like mamish, it's your busha. So he says it's nichlal in panosas atzmai. He said panosas atzmai is not limited to mezainis, it goes on clothing as well. So an extension to that is to prevent having this type of a busha. We're going to get to it in a second. One second. The Chuvas Ma'obach in Samach Aleph, it's not his Chuvah, it's a Chuvah from Rabbeinu Avram ben Shushan. Over there, he names on also if a person sells. The number of Jews on this, that they sell their properties because they need to raise funds to pay doctor bills for refuah, for tzarchei refuah. And they say over there too, that this tshuva names on, that hu adin for doctor bills will also be a suspension of bametz. Time is of the essence. The person needs chulila, the person needs to raise money. The Knesset HaGdela points out that only if taka he needs to raise the money quickly, but if he has time to raise the funds for his doctor bills or for whatever the tzarchei refuah, then they didn't suspend the din ma'aser. They only suspended if it's a tzarchei that's timely. It's a time is of the essence, so then they suspended it. Mameli wants miyash. That's why the Chuvas Radvaz is mavua that even for doctor bills there is still a din ma'aser. He said because over there he was talking about where it wasn't time of the essence. All right, after another matzias. An economy. If the guy has 6 months worth of savings to live on and he's selling his house because he wants to have panosa in 7 months from now, an economy, they didn't suspend the din bar mitzvah because you have plenty of time to sell your house like a mensch. Now, what about marrying off a child in the dunya? There's a Chuvas Gaini Basroi in Siman and Zion. He says, who are then if you're selling to your property to be able to provide for the nedunya that you promised to your daughter or your future son-in-law, it's nachutz lahasiyah lahmeshuduch, and you don't have the ability to pay off that nadin, so that too you would not have a din of bametzah. And he says, why? He says, it's like every other bal chayv onus. And he says, the Zayda said that every Baal Chayv Onus is no din of bametzah. Who's his Zayda? His Zayda was the Bach. Where's this Bach? So what I found so far, even in the Chuvas Gaini Basra, they quote a different Bach, and it's not there. But what I found, it was a Chuvas HaBach. I believe he means this Chuvas HaBach and Chuvas HaBach and Siman Yud Gimel, the end of Siman Yud Gimel, the Bach Taka says this, that Hu Adin Hu Baal Chayv Onus. However, the Bach over there was talking about a case where the Baal Chayv was an Anus, and he knows how to, he's a mafia, he knows how to break bones, and it's a sakonis nefoshes if you don't pay him up. So the Bach says, Avad for sakonis nefoshes, fashtezach, it's a kol shekain, that Avad, that they suspended the din of Bametra. So you have to know how to eat tushtala to Nadun over there. I mean, I'm hoping the chas is not being up to shre. You have to know where the sakon is. But the truth is there could be. So you have a heart attack if you don't marry up. There could be stresses like this. But if you look in the Bach over there, the Bach's case was with the Baal Chayv was an Anus. That's true. But he learned it out from the case of Manasseh Melech. And he says that the Manasseh Melech case was paying taxes with his no sakana involved. He's Madaik in Rasha that there was no sakana savoshes. So he says, Madok from Manasseh Melech was no sakana savoshes. Kosher came by this Anus, there is sakana savoshes. But what you could see from the back is that even when there's no sakonis nefashah, but as long as there's a debt due and it's timely and there's a need, there's a tzarek to pay up that debt, so memela they suspended the din of bamet. So l'chay, that's what he means to say. All right.
Would that be a win to if they break up shidduch and you don't come up with the money?
Maybe.
No, I'm just saying if it's maybe not that, then
maybe. And economy was. It's out of desperation. You need to come up to money. If not,
I mean, what determines the desperation? That time was of the essence.
Maybe, well, yeah. The price can say that if they're already Mekadesh, then there's no time of essence to pay them the dinner because he's not going to back out. If he already did a Kedushin, he's stuck with her. So he's not backing out. And Rabbi says, Isaiah, they didn't give a get for the lack of an Adon. Right, so that's what he's talking about. Correct, that's what he's saying. But they're engaged, they're not Makudish yet. The Pesach Tshuva brings down this guy in Basrani Blaib Shez, Tzarachin, doesn't say what the Tzarachin is. Lachai, what he means to say the Tzarachin is that in Ebenezer, Nain Aleph, Sif Aleph, over there is Mavua in the Ramah, Machaber Ramah, is that the din, the mitzvah, quote-unquote mitzvah, to give a nadin, to marry off your daughter, is even less of a mitzvah than it is to provide for your children, Mezainis, over 6 years old. It's less than that. And if providing mezainis for a child over six, the Kesef Kedushin already said doesn't is not nichlal in mezainis, so l'chayra this certainly shouldn't be not nichlal in mezainis. L'chayra, I'm suggesting that's what he means to ask. So that's what I want to say. That lechayer is not a good tushtelt over there, because here he already zaktu, he already promised. So now he has an established chayv, and that established chayv I have to pay, and there's a tzayrik to pay that chayv, and the tzayrik is to marry off the daughter. So if you already have a chayv, bishlam zaynis for a kid over 6, he never promised, he never took his zaktu. So you really don't have a chayv. It's only a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is not a strong mitzvah like a chayv when they're under 6. So the Kazakh Kadosh said that's really not a chayv. But here there's already a chayv. So if there's already a chayv and there's a tzayiches avada, that should work. That should be good. The Ranak takes it to the next step. The Jewish Ranak and then the Siman Kuf Yates says that there were kids. They had a Yerusha and they were selling a property to be able to marry their sister. And he says there's no din about matzah because there's a tzayik, and they didn't promise anyone yet. But there was, what's his lashon? There was a Mizdaman Lehem Zivug Hagun. They had in front of them, I guess, someone Geret, a good Shidduch, and they were afraid they're going to lose the opportunity for the Shidduch, so they had to fire sale a property to be able to put up a Nadin before their daughter can go out with this guy. So there was no cash yet. There was not even a Shidduch yet. But to be able to get that Shidduch, time is of the essence, they're afraid they're going to lose this potential prospective brother-in-law, so Mamela, there's no Din of Bametzra. Obviously, so you see it's even further. But again, I would only say that's because there was something there, so time is of the essence. But if, you know, the girl reached 18 years old and they're talking about Shidduchim and they want to sell a property, time is not of the essence. So she'll be 18 and 3 months, you know. So Elena, I mean, if they wait 3 months, is a gevelik, I understand. But it's, sorry? Yeah, I don't know. It's the boys go into the freezer for 3 months, the girls could also go for 3 months. So it's not the end of the world that happens. It's not the time of the essence. It doesn't reach the threshold that we need here to suspend the dinim of Bametzra. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about, let's just take this apart and bring down a halakha l'maisa. Over here what we see is time of the essence. To define time of the essence for a chayv could be either time of the essence for the seller himself to pay up taxes. He wants to stay on good terms with the melech. Or time of the essence is not for him, but it's for his malva, for the chayv that he needs to raise the money for kfura, for mezainis ishtay of b'nei beisai. It's not for him, it's for his wife, it's for the almana, it's for the bonus. But that's also considered time of the essence, either for him or for the malva who he owes money to. If it's time of the essence for that, that's also considered time of the essence. And that suspends bametzra. But that's only, again, because it's gia zman. Let's say a guy wants to sell his property now because he wants to pay taxes in 6 months from now. He has 6 months to pay taxes. He could file an extension and he's good to go till October, whatever it is. Memela, he doesn't have to sell right now. He could sell and do the regular process of selling and still be able to pay taxes. If that's the case, does he? Yeah, that's how it works. Okay, you have to know. Okay, so you have to know how much that time, depending how much he owes and how much, if it's a significant amount.
You have to pay the tax, the final extension to file your form. It's actually
Oh, yeah? Okay, I wasn't aware. Fine. But let's say, good. So let's say it's October, and he's looking, how am I going to pay my taxes in April? So they didn't suspend Bametzra then, because in Tahit, sold like a mensch, like everyone else, you're not a privileged character, and you have the regular din of Bametzra, you have the time to notify the Metzra next door, and everything is normal, and Miat Hashem, by April, you already have will close on your house to pay these taxes. It's only because time is ending, because it's already a Giazman of the Paroim. The Meiri says, his Lashon is, V'srisi ha-melech higiu, the office of the king already came to collect the taxes. So then, yes, now it's already Zman Paroim Egia, but if it's not Zman Paroim, then you won't have this case. All right. Let's apply it halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa, everyone probably figures it out, is that very often a person sells a property because he's in the midst of foreclosure. The bank is on his back, already sent a few threatening letters, different process, you know, there's a whole process of foreclosure, but it's well in the process of foreclosure, and if he doesn't find a buyer quickly, he's going to lose the house, because there's more equity in the house than the loan, and what he has to do is he has to find the buyer who's willing to close in time, so he could pay off the bank, and Chach be left with the difference. But if he doesn't find a buyer in time, it's going to go to a sheriff sale, and you know what happens, sheriff sale, really nothing happens, and the bank, sorry? So if he's left with nothing, so what is he gaining?
Short sale is he go, he sells for 300, the bank is moist on.
Right, Makkah. So again, if you have a taiva on it that you don't want to have bad credit, shoot your credit, to be left withholding the bag of $100,000 worth of lechayit. So lechayit also, then time is of the essence of memela, that it's tzairich. But let's say it's the beginning of the short sale. The seller, you know, just defaulted on his second monthly payment. Till the process goes, could take, I don't know, many, many months. 2 years? Okay, I thought it was 6 months, but it could take many, certainly 2 years. So then time is not of the essence. To sell it like a mensch, you're not a privileged character, notify the metzer and get sideline him, and you'll have the regular din about metzer. But if it's well during the process, close to the end, and then it's time of the essence, yes, then it will suspend the din about metzer. Sorry?
Further into the process,
yeah, why? Why? Because they have you over the barrel?
Yeah.
Oh yeah? Okay.
Well, that's
so it's the beginning of the process? It's the beginning of the process because he's afraid that... he's losing money. What, because they're going to take advantage of him? He says, I still have 2 years, whereas I still have a year left to sell. Why should I have to... But you're right. If it gets to the point that it's going to try... It's starting to cause him to have a hefsid on the sale price and economy, it's chisel down what he could sell it for and economy. I hear that maybe then there will be time of the essence, maybe. Alright. Maisa Shahaya Kachoya. The story was like this. The guy, to say over the Maisa, well, 1 second. There was a guy who was selling his house, and the metzer next door was already starting to negotiate with the seller. He was in the midst of negotiating with the seller. And via Yoim came along a buyer, a potential buyer, and ended up encroaching on the metzer, we'll call it, and getting the house. That was the story. They came to a din Torah, and the Metzrin Tainid, I have Schus Kadima. First, I was negotiating with the guy, but Mamich, why'd you step Mamich all over me for? Go buy somewhere else. I wanted to buy this property. So the buyer Tainid, that there's no din about Metzra. First, there's no din about Metzra because it's a guy. And we learned last week that a guy should sell it, there's no din about Metzra. To which the Metzrin correctly Tainid back. And he must have been taught this somewhere. He tied it back. What do you mean? The whole reason is because Ari Avrichilach, you're doing me a taiva. You're not doing me a taiva. I was ready in the midst of negotiations, well in the negotiation with the seller. The seller wasn't going to back out himself, so I know the seller's going to be leaving. LMI, maybe there'll be a goy buyer. Well, it's Lakewood. Who's buying in this area is only Yidid. So Mamel, I'm covered. I know there's only a Yid buying in this area. I know the guy is going to be removed. I'm not worried about the Ari, about the guy. And Mamel, you're not doing me a taiva. Fine. Comes along the buy and said, but you should know the seller was under pressure to sell the house. He was in the midst of being foreclosed on. The halacha is over here that when you're missing being foreclosed on, I mean, extension of Manasseh Melech, you have to pay up the taxes. You know, otherwise, there's going to be a ramification if you don't pay up the taxes. So the Baal Chayv, it's desperate. Time is of the essence. So that will get rid of the halacha by Metzran. So Mamei, Tainu Delakeik, there's no din of Metzran. It's suspended. L'tayvus HaMoicha, they were not misakim by Metzran.
Is there a for the
Baal Chayv? So the guy tied it back. He's tied it. He said the guy is a guy. So, you know, Bishlami, we care about the seller. The seller's a yid. But here the seller's a guy. They suspended a din by Metzah when the seller's a guy. That was the Shaila. Good Shaila. Kids, is this halacha, or just in that manner, not just this halacha. This halacha is Manasseh Melech, or Kvura, or Mezainis, but it's throughout the Simen. Whenever we find the Chazal suspended the halacha of Bamesra, Le'te'elas HaMoicha, let's say we mentioned before when he's selling all his properties at once. Whatever the case is that they suspended Le'te'elas HaMoicha, we once learned that when he's selling it by a kofa and he only trusts this guy, not the next guy. If the seller is a guy, is that true? If the seller is a guy, did they also suspend the halakas of Ametzel to Elis the seller who's a guy? And what's the svarah about? And the Gemara in Bava Kama and Tzadi Vava Man Aleph, the Gemara says Lahedya, Takanta La'akum Lo'yavdinon. We want to do something called Telis, we make a takana to Telis a yid, fine. But to Elis a guy, we don't make takanas. So make a taste, they made a takana to Telis, the seller, to suspend Ametzel so he should be able to sell off his property quickly to bury his uncle. Maybe not, so let the uncle rot. I mean, whatever. We did it. Let's say, who said we did it? Good. Right. So how do we know what we do in this case in the Hilchus Bar Mitzvah? The Gemara in Bava Kamma was talking about Bar Mitzvah. What about Bar Mitzvah?
What's the difference?
Oh, so good. That's the Shaila. So the truth is Avkas Reichel. That's from the Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Yutes. The case was a seller was a goy, and he named off for a pshit is that Ayois the seller was selling all his properties at once, and it's a hellish for him to sell his properties. They suspended the din of Bar Mitzvah. So he applied these type of lumdas, this type of heta, to a seller who's a guy. He doesn't even have a problem to do it. He doesn't even mention what sells a guy in Alphabet. He doesn't even pervert it. It was so partial by him that these heterim are applicable even if the seller's a guy. I want to get the Ari out. Over there wasn't a problem of the Ari, because that would have been a different heta. The reason why is because the metzrin wasn't really a metzrin, he was a seicher, and he's coming a mitzad schir. As we mentioned that if he doesn't have a property next door, mitzad him, there's no ari. Whatever it was.
Gavaldik.
All right, bingo. Gavaldik. Okay, one second, let me just bring this out. Zogt Minchas Pitim in the end of Simon Reish Lamed Zayin. That's talking about Onim Hapipkar over there. Teich Dor of the Minchas Pitim says, by Bar Mitzvah, see, two shtels to Bar Mitzvah, Loi Plug Rabbanan, but Loi Plug, they were not Machala between a Goy and a Yid, and just like by Yid, we're worried about his Ta'elis, so too by Goy, we're worried about his Ta'elis, and there's no din of Bar Mitzvah when there's a Goy Shaseller if he has a Ta'elis from it. That's a Minchas Pitim. So it needs a beer. What's going on? How do we understand it? I, the Gemara in Bava Kamma, says we don't do it letakana for Hakam. There's a true Divrei Malkiel in Chelek Aleph, Simin Tzadiches, Oisir Aleph. Over there, Divrei Malkiel also, he entertains, maybe a goy should be different, because who cares about his takana, his ta'elis? Zok, the Divrei Malkiel, this Yisoid, the Gavaldik Yisoid. If you know what Yisoid is, right, it's a Gavaldik Yisoid. We don't make takanas for a goy. That we don't do. But here, Me'ikar Adin, there's no such thing as Bar Mitzvah. Satan is Bar Mitzvah in the Torah. Faket, you need Chazal to enact Bar Mitzvah. And Chazal didn't enact a Bar Mitzvah when it was a Te'elis for the seller. Zokt, the Divrei Malkiel, Bechai Gavno, Loi Plug, they also didn't enact Bar Mitzvah if it's a Te'elis, even for the Goyish seller. Because it's Loi Plug. Loi Plug says we go back to the drawing board. The drawing board is the Torah. The Torah doesn't have Bar Mitzvah. They didn't go out of their way to make a takana Bar Mitzvah only for a Goyish seller and not a Yiddish seller. That they didn't do. They made a takana across the board. But an exception to the rule was, whenever it's a tel or something like that, they didn't make Bar Mitzvah. To say that they should make a takana Bar Mitzvah bedavka when there's a to Ellis for a goyish seller and hurt the goy, that they didn't do. They didn't go out of the way to make a takana dafka for the goyish seller when it hurts the goyish seller. For the yiddish seller, they didn't make a takana b'chai gamna because it's a tellus for the seller. So they outlay plug, they didn't do it when it's a goyish seller as well. Avado, the Gemara Bava Kamma is talking about, you wanted to make a takana for a goy. No, that we won't make a takana for a goy. But here, there is no takana me'ikadin. It's to enact a takana that's going to hurt the goy and only do it b'chai gamna when you didn't do it to hurt the yiddish seller, that we won't do. That is a loy plug being going to Yisrael. That's a different b'chayr. That's what the Minchas Pitim means. That's a very geschmack. Just, it's not so poshut. And let's bring this out. There's a halacha in Anima B'chara. We learned it Sunday recently. There's a halacha in Anima B'chara. Taylor remembers we learned it here, Matzai Shas, a long time ago. Is that in order to reach the dagger, Anima B'chara, there has to be a piece of domen. The first guy has to have a meeting of the minds with the seller. I already made up with the seller. I'm buying the house for $400. We settled on the price. And then you come in and take it away and buy it for $410, whatever it is. You convince the seller to sell to you instead of me. That's only Mapa B'Karara. But if I didn't yet reach the darga of Pisuk Domen with the seller, we didn't meet on a price yet. He's asking $400 and I'm only offering $350. There's no problem. Someone else has a right to come in and offer $360, $410, do whatever he wants. It's not a done deal. We didn't have a meeting of the minds. Where is this coming from? This is the truth of Maramri Rattenberg. It's Kapaskin and Ramon Reish Lamed Zayin. And the Maramri Rattenberg and the Ramon says Lehedja is both whether the seller is a yid or whether the seller is a goy, there is no din of anim apacharara unless you have piece of gomim. And the reason why you need piece of gomim, zakta maram, is because of ta'elis for the seller. Can you imagine, zakta maram, if you wouldn't need piece of gomim, then all I have to do is go to the property and say, you know what, you have a $400,000 property, I'll give you a whopping $1 for that property. And now, no one else is allowed to bid on this property because I'm here first. I made a bid. I made a $1 offer. No one else is allowed to bid. How are you talking? So the seller's gamnamish could be destroyed. And we see by Hilchus Bam Metzra, the Chazal were chosh, l'te'eles ha'moicha, so too by Anam HaPakara, they have to be chosh l'te'eles ha'moicha, so they were never masak Anam HaPakara until there's a piece of gomim, so the seller was already happy with the price. He accepted the offer. Then, hands off. Then no one else is allowed to come in. And the Ram says, say if the seller is a yid, say if the seller is a goy. It's malachayra. Fight, we have the same kasha. What's going on? If the seller is a goy, who cares about the goyish seller? Yes, even if you offer $1, it should be hands off. Rabbi Rakow in England was masakin in where was it? In Gateshead, I believe it was. It was Gateshead he lived in? In Gateshead, he was masakin this thing that everything went through him. He mamish controlled the market. Any house which was up for sale by a goy, you put the bid in by the Rabbi Rakow, the first one got it, and that was it. And no one else was allowed to bid on the house. But you know, that's very nice. But in halacha state, in anim habakarara, is you need a piece of gum. Without a piece of gum, say if the seller is a yid, say if the seller is a goy, there's no anim habakarara. Nakash is gavalt. Who cares about the goyish seller? Why did they need piece of gum to make anim habakarara when the seller is a goy? What? Sometimes it's the same teretz. It's a loy plug. And how does that work? Because make a din, there's no din on him. Midrash is no din on him. It's a takonis chazal. Chazal weren't misakin on mekarora. They didn't go out of the way to be misakin on mekarora without a piece of gum and print by a goy shesela. Because by yiddish shesela, you need a piece of gum. So they didn't go out of the way to be misakin on mekarora that's going to hurt the seller because the seller is a goy. That they didn't do. It's a loy plug and memela very geschmack.
You don't have to be
the Zizia Shah Why? Why should you have the
Zizia Shah
typed?
There's no and
not
by God.
There's no?
No and not by God.
No and not by God. There's no Havkas of Vata. Hava is Mutu by God, but Makan is no Chilal Hashem. There's no problem. So why should they tear it? It's this type of plug lumnus. So Mamela is very geschmack. So because we have a right to this lumnus at every Makil. The problem is that the Goy in the Reish Lamazayin says something else. The Goy in the Reish Lamazayin was bothered by this Kasha. Why do we need Pisa Dhamma by a Goy? And the Goy says a lumnus, and you can't really fit the Divin Makil in that lumnus. The Goy says is that the Maram wasn't telling you the reason why they weren't Mesakin. About piece of gum. The Gaon says, really, the reason why you need piece of gum is because until then you're not a mahapech at all. In order to be considered a mahapech, you exerted yourself, you have to have a piece of gum. Until then, you weren't really a mahapech. All the Maramar Ramberg was doing is proving that to be so, that you need a piece of gum to be considered a mahapech, because otherwise, if you didn't need that, then it's going to come out that's going to cause the seller a loss. Means the Maram is not giving you the reason why they weren't mezakin. The reason why they weren't mezakin is because they held that unless you have a piece of gum, you're not a mahapech at all. And he was just proving it from this halakha, otherwise you're going to be hurting the seller. Mamela, that's how he gets out. He says, it doesn't mind if the seller is a guy, because who cares the seller is a guy, and who cares we don't care about the takan of the seller. But the bottom line is, until you have a piece of gummy, you're not even a mahapech at all. So what you see in the goyin is faket from the Divrei Makiel, that he didn't like the lumnus of Divrei Makiel. He held that we wouldn't make such a takana, even of a loy plug with the guy. And if it wouldn't be this new lumnus of the goyin, yes, we would have onim apacharar by a goyish seller, even if there's no piece of gummy. So Memela Lachay should come out over here too. Yeah. Baruch Hashem, I found this.
But that really arrived. We just over there. It's much more starter to say you don't reach the level of.
I know, but the Goyim was bothered by the Divrei Malkiel's Kasha. He was bothered by what happened. Why do we need Pisak Daman by the Goy? We don't care about that Takana. And so the Goyim this teretz. So, right, he's answering this Kasha. Like the Divrei Malkiel, the Kasha has a Knishan. Like his Chilik. So you see, the Goyim didn't hold of the Divrei Malkiel. Baruch Hashem, I found this in an Erech Shai, in this Simen, in Sif Nun Zayin. Nun Zayin, I believe it is. Yeah, so the Erech Shai says it lehedya. Mamish the whole Ishtalshalis, he brings Afkas Reichel. He didn't have the Minukas Pita and Divrei Makil, but he brings Afkas Reichel, and he argues with the Afkas Reichel. He says, Avada, when he's a Goyisha seller, we don't care about the Goyisha seller, and there will be a din of Bametzra, even though the Goy is desperate to sell the property. We don't care about the Goy. And he brings a riot from the Goy in Bayonim HaPakarara. You see that the Goy held that there's no din of light plug. And then he marshals a Zechol Avram as well. He has a Zechol Avram that says, also like him, that for a Goyisha seller, we don't care about Bametzra, and Mamela, there will be din of Bametzra, even though the Goyisha seller was desperate to sell his property. And correctly so, the Magia, I don't Magia, but on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, with the Goyin, I don't know who it is, I guess Marig, I'm not sure who it is, they tushtel another halacha, which is Mefurish Lechay, like the Goyin. There's a halacha by Hasagas Gvul and Kofnun Vav Siv Zayin. The halacha is that a Bar Masa Achrita cannot come into town. If you live in a different town, you can't come into town to open up a store. That's considered a Hasagas Gvul. But if you're selling it very cheap, it's discounted, and it's a Tevis Halechem for the city, then that gives you a heta to come in. Then there's no Din Hasagas Gvul. They suspended the Din Hasagas Gvul because you're helping out the buyers of the city because you're selling a new product that the city doesn't have, or you're selling it much cheaper. There's no Din of Hasagas Gvul B'chai Gavna. It's a Takana for the city. Zokter Amor, Bamedram Amurim is only if the buyers of the city are Yidin. But let's say you're coming into a city, I don't know, Newark, and the buyers are not Yidin. Then, and there's already a Yiddish seller in Newark, there's already a Yiddish grocery store in Newark, and you want to open up a second store, you have no right to come in because of a Sagus Gvol. Are you helping out buyers? Yeah, but the buyers are going. And we don't care about helping out the buyers who are goyim. Memela, there will still be a din of hasagas gvor. And then zlocheres a mufush arai like the goyim. What happened to the different melkilos lamedes? Make a din. There's no din of hasagas gvor. It's a takanas chachamim. There should be a loy plug when there's a takanas haloichim. There's no din of bametzra of hasagas gvul. And memela, who cares if the buyers are goyim? It should be a loy plug, just like if they would be yidden, we would say there's no din hasagas gvul. So too, if they're goyim, there should be no din hasagas gvul. To elis of those buyers, there should be no din of hasagas gvul. It should be the same thing. It should be a loy plug. Ooh, the Chazal going to make a takana special to say that when you come into the city, we're going to stop you and say there's a Hasagas Gvul on the cheshbon of the goyish buyers, to go out of the way and make a special takana to hurt the buyers. That way we won't do it. It's a loy plug. But you see that we would do that. So you see l'chayra raya to the goyin, not like the divrei Malkiel. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai, midi machlekes alein nafkes. And the truth is, there's about another half a dozen achreinim who talk about the shayla. But so far we have the afkes reichel, minchas pitim, and divrei Malkiel who hold that is no din about matzah. That means there's a loy plug. That doesn't make a difference if the seller is a goy. And on the other hand, you have a Pashtus a goyin with an Erech Shai with a Zechol Avram, hold that there's a dinner b'metzah. And now when you have a machloikis, is it b'metzah or not, the lekeach is going to win. If you have a machloikis, is it b'metzah or not, the lekeach wins. It's mukzak, like we see in Sif Memei. So at the end of the day, the lekeach will win to say that the seller needed to sell it because he was in a foreclosure process and time was of the essence. Again, only if he's at the end of the foreclosure process, but time was of the essence, and Memei, there's no din of b'metzah. Sorry? No, then the Bar Metra is has Kadima.
Is he considered a
Muxik? Then he has Kadima, that's a remote thing. Right. Right, we'll have to get to it. We're hoping to get to it tonight. I don't know if we're going to get to it tonight, but that's. Sorry? Yeah, if it was contract without closing, it means he didn't close yet, so then the Lukeiach is not a Muxik yet, so then maybe the Metra will win. All right.
Sometimes I want to think the case you have here is where we have it, you're talking about, but maybe the L is for the mother, right?
Go ahead.
So, you're talking about tales from the market, you don't have to go look into the market and start to find a buyer. He already has a buyer.
Yeah.
So here he had a buyer. There's a guy he's humbling with.
Good.
This guy jumped in.
Good. So the guy already bought. The guy bought from the guy already. The case was he already bought. It was closed. It was gone.
He bought it, the other guy was negotiating for it.
The Metzer was negotiating.
He said, well, the time of the essence tells him you don't have to go to the Bar Metzer and tell him that the stuff is apparently available.
Right, and you have to allow for free market, you have to allow for everyone to come, because if you don't allow everyone to come, the seller needs to buy it quickly, so you can't have any deterrence in the way, any distractions in the way.
He had a buyer. He had a buyer.
You know, Goyoshi with the Metzun. Yeah, but I wanted a better price. Metzun has me over the barrel. He knows I'm time of the essence. He was saying he's chiseling down the price. He's chiseling down the price. I want to get as many buyers as I can, so I should get the most that I can out of this property. I have to fire, so you're not going to get everything out of the property. I want to get as much as I can, so I want as many buyers on the table.
Not just communicate with the masters, but put on the open market.
Right, and I want to be able to have the open market to come through. I don't want it to be any deterrent. All right. Now, over here, the Maccabi says, Afilu shalova, even if you borrow money to be able to buy mezainis or to provide for crew or pay taxes, and then the metron comes, the halacha, you borrowed money to pay off these things, and then you sold the property to pay back that chayv, and the metzron comes, there's also no din about metzron. What's the reason? I now, time is not of the essence anymore. He already buried the person. He already paid the mezainis. So why should they suspend the din by metzron now? So the reason is Dr. Lavosh is because in order for him to be able to get the halva in the first place, the malva has to know that he's going to be paid up. And he has to know that the Bamez is not going to fool around and mess him up, and mess this barrow up. So he wants to make sure that he's going to get paid timely, and he's going to get paid the full amount that he needs to. So Mamela Kidei, to encourage Malvim to lend these people the money in the first place, they suspended Bamez on these properties that the loiva / seller will be selling in order to pay up this Malva. That's what the Lavush says. And who are then, not only if you're doing it to provide for Mizainis Ishta Yabana, but who are then going back in Armas case, you're providing for your own Mizainis. And that's also Mavur in the Lavush, Kasakachim, Marachashuk, and the same thing. If you borrowed money for a Tzayrich that would suspend by Metzra, then selling a property to pay off such a Chayiv also has a suspension of by Metzra. So that's the challenge. What was the chay for? So let's say the chay was for a few months, and it's already higiyas mana proy. Because if the chay was for a year or for half a year, and now you could start right away trying to sell your property, look, they wouldn't suspend the din about metzah. Just like we said, lechachila, if you're trying to sell the property to pay off such a chay, and you have 6 months to pay off the chay, they didn't suspend it. So the chay has to be talking about either it was a short-term halva, or even if it was a long-term halva, but for some reason it was lo yisak, you weren't able to sell your house, and now you mamish have only a short period of time, I don't know, a few weeks to be able to sell your property to pay off that chayv. So to be chayag gavna, they suspended the din of bametzah to pay off that chayv. Look how you have to say that. All right, let's continue. It's not any chayv. It's a chayv that you borrowed lechatchila for a tzayrich that suspends bametzah. If you borrowed money to open up a business,
I have a week left to pay my chayv, and I have to sell my property.
And what happens if you don't sell the property? Then what happens?
Then I default on my
side. Oh, so you default. And then Mela? So you default. That's not, it has to be tzarek, either you, that you're afraid that the Shaita Melech is going to be, do something that's not going to be pretty to you, or the Malva is desperate for Niman. I mean, if you tell me that's Choy, and the Malva is desperate, the Malva doesn't have Mezainis on his table, the Malva is Isha, Bonis, Kfuro, whatever, then in a Kanani, but Stam Choy, so yeah, well, what can you do? He's not going to default it. Don't wake up now. He's not going to default it. So, what should we do about it? Stand on the Cheshvin of the Metzron. All right, continues the Ramon. The Ramon says, Dafilu lechatchila, even lechatchila, kishaboyin liknois, when they're coming together to buy, kala kaidim zaka. Whoever gets there first wins. Even when you're doing it for menas hamelech, or for mezainis, or for kura, something that's time of the essence, and the metzun's waking up immediately, just as quickly as the buyer woke up, the metzun woke up, means the second the guy put it on up for sale, the metzun came immediately together with this potential buyer, and the metzun says, I'm here. Okay, so good, you're rushed to sell the property. I'm right here. I'm willing to buy it as rushed as the metzron is willing, as the buyer is willing to buy it. Afilu kakilu kishaboyin liknes kala kaidim zaka, there's no din about metzra. V'yeishu emrim, and others say that metzron kaidim, if the metzron comes right away, then there will be a din about metzra. What's the machlekes? The machlekes is, how right did they go to suspend this din about metzra? If you remember, we started off the shiur that Rashi says that there's no time to be medir the metzron before you sell. You don't have the time till he makes up his mind. Well, you got to sell immediately. You don't have the time. The Rishonim are Medayik, the Zeruah and the Gersa Shri's Medayik and Rashi, Vice Tois, that if you don't need to be Mediah him, he knew, he found out by himself, and he came right away, and he's here together with the buyer, then the Metzron will have Kadima to buy this field. However, they bring from the Rabbeinu Chananu, not like that, and Beis Eizem Medayek from the Rambam like that as well, that it doesn't make a difference. Even if you hear right away, they suspended the whole din of Bametzer. Why? To encourage buyers to come. If they're not going to suspend the Bametzer right away, even that's a deterrent. If I know that even if I rush right now, but if he rushes just as quickly as me, he's going to have Kadima, maybe I won't even bother rushing at all. I know it's not as bad. It's true. It's very helpful, the fact that they suspended my mesa, that the buy can't be masalik me after I bought it. And that's a big incentive for me to buy this property. It's true. But it's not full incentive. The full incentive is if you get rid of the buy mesa totally, that even if he comes right away, the best man wins. Kol HaKadim Zacha. That's their shita. So the first shita is Rabbeinu Chananu on the Rambam. And the second shita is Rashi. The Choshen Ve'efoit says a blitz chiddush. He wants to be medayik from the Ramal that the Ramal uses a lashon. Anyone who comes is zacha, past tense, one. The lakeach who bought it and got there first, one. He wants to say that the whole Ramah is telling me that only past tense, if he already bought it. And that's the machlokes. If he already bought it, the Rambam Ben Chanan holds, he wins. And Rashi holds that Hayyos, the Metzin, came first, and he should have sold it to the Metzin, and instead he sold it to a Lekeach. The Metzin has a right to be Mesalik the Lekeach after the fact, if the Lekeach bought it. But before the Lekeach bought it, he wants to say, even the first sheet is Moida, that if the Metzin comes with money in hand, just as much money in hand, or just as much available money as the buyers, the Metzrin will have Kadima even like the first Shita. If the guy doesn't come with money and he just said, I will go back to my house and bring the money, but the buyer already has money in his hand, so rather the buyer has Kadima, because the quicker the better it is for the seller. But if the Metzrin comes with money in hand just as much as the buyer has, then even the first Shita holds that the Metzrin has Kedima. It's a chiddush of the Chayshon Ve'efoit. But that's how he ties up the Ramah. That's where Ramah says Aloshin. He was Zacha. He was already Zacha in that deal. The Maisa is the Tshuvas Merit is Mefush Faket. There's the Tshuvas Merit, I believe it's in Chelek Aleph Simen Nuntes. The Tshuvas Merit is Mefurish, that even if he comes with money right away, he does not have a din Kedima. The first Shita holds that Avado, the Lekeach, has a right to buy it. Because in order to encourage buyers to come right away, I had to suspend even this part of the Bametzra. Otherwise, they wouldn't start. There's a Nesivos Mishpat. That's not that one. Nesivos. Nesivos on Rabbein Yeruchim over there. Nunalu from Megimel, the pages of the Nesivos over there. He wants to say it's Machlex Rabbeinu Chananel and Rambam. Like Rabbeinu Chananel, they suspended it completely, even if they come right away. Like the Rambam, if he comes with money right away, he'll be first. The Metzra will be first. But if he doesn't come with money right away, he says I have to go back home. Then the buyer will win. That's still different than Rashi. Rashi, they want to be medayik, that only you don't have to be medayik the Metzin, but the Metzin comes, even if he doesn't have money, he says they have to go home to get money, then we'll still give it to the Metzin. Different, it means we have a 3-year makhlek is shown in there how vite they suspended this halacha.
That's not, those
diukim are not true. It's not a full, I'm asking to you, it's not a strong dig, but still, why Rashi have to go out of his way and only said not to be Medea? He should say, Bechal, I can't even wait for the Metzon at all. He should have said stronger. Stop, even without the Medea. I can't wait for the Metzon at all. La halacha, Pashas, Avada, once we bought it, once the guy bought it, Avada is his, because you can't be mighty from the Lekeach if you have a first Shita, the Hotzfaket. If he did not buy it yet, and the Metzon didn't bring money yet, but he's saying, I'm going back home, and that's a Machloikis, Rabbeinu Chananel and Rambam against Rashi, Avada L'Chayr, we should pass him like the first Shita, it's a Stam V'Achakakei Shoimrim. So we're passing like the first Shita, and the Tshuvas Mishpat Tzedek and Chedlik Aleph Yir Aleph says it Lehedya, that the Lekeach wins, and he doesn't even need quote-unquote a Kimli. He wins because he has Rav Rishayim on his side, so Avada is going to win. But if the Metzron brings money right away, and he did not yet buy, then I'm a Supik who should win, because if he brought money right away, then the Nesivos Mishpat holds that even the Rambam is Maida Tarash Bikagana, that the Metzron wins. So now there's actually a rave on the side of the Metzron. So Mamela, then the Metzronis will win. Maybe. I don't know. I don't have a riot to this. So, there is no Muxik, and when we have our Lacha later on in Sif Mameh, when there's no Muxik, the Metzron wins. And Koshikin, in this case, he might even have the rave rejoining him. So Lachay. In the middle case is that the metzron came without money. So even though he came, but the lakeach, even though he's not a muksik yet, but he has roiv rishonim on his side, and it's stam v'akak yeshemim, so lochas kestam. My suffix is, this stam v'akak yeshemim, could we pass like the stam azoy vayit, even if the metzron came with money? One more halacha, Rabbi, and I'll let you go. And the halacha is, in these cases, all these cases, of a to'elis ha-meicha, and the reason why they're suspended by metzron is kedei to encourage buyers to come, that there shouldn't be a deterrent. What happens if the buyer came and he bought the property, but he didn't know that the seller was desperate to sell? The seller was afraid that if I'm going to tell you the reason why I'm selling, you're going to chisel down the price, hackle me, you know you have me with a barrel. So the seller kept quiet, he didn't tell anyone, he didn't breathe a word that he was desperate to sell. He just sold it like a tatala. And a buyer bought, comes to Metzen and says, okay, I want it. And now it's Mizgala that the seller was desperate. What's the din then?
Okay. You should be able to keep the property.
Definitely
look low. Who should keep the property? The
Metzen
or the
Lokeh? Okay, but my son, the case was the Takana.
But the Takana was to encourage buyers. Here, no buyer was encouraged to come because every buyer thought that this property is subject to the terms of Bar Metzra. But what? But what's the point of suspending it? The point of suspending it is to encourage buyers. If buyers don't know about it, then you didn't encourage them to come, so you gain nothing.
Especially when there was no takana made in such a case, when it's besar for him, there was no takana ever made. So it's his choice.
Maybe the whole takana was never made when it's known that he's desperate today that he should to encourage buyers. But what was the point of not having to be Medina Metzen? Not to be Medina Metzen was kedei to encourage buyers to come. But here, you didn't use that. So Mamela, there would be
them. It would be a bigger chassar who would have announced it. It's all for his tehillah.
Right, so how did he gain by we suspending this by Metzen? Did he gain it all? Did anybody come quicker? Yes, he got the price he wanted. So maybe he took it. It means he got the price he wanted even though there was a bar mitzvah in place.
He didn't judge me. He decided it's better off.
So, good. So that was his judgment. So maybe he has to eat that judgment and there should be a bar mitzvah. He doesn't even lose it from mitzvah. Okay, he'll lose it. Maybe there should be a bar mitzvah because there's a Chuvis Gur Aryeh Yehuda at the end of Siman Yud Zayin. When he brings on this halakha, he doesn't explain, but he said this halakha is only if you were Medea the buyers. But if you're not Medea the buyers, then it will be a dinner bar mitzvah. And Pashi means because it is, because then you didn't, the buyers didn't know to come, so the seller gained nothing from this, so why should they suspend by Metzah? Bechdi. The Divrei Malkiel in that same Tshuva, like I've said, study base of Oisud, over there, the Divrei Malkiel says that no, even B'chai Gavne, they suspended it because a loy plug. Loy plug. It's a loy plug. If they were never mesakin by Metzah for a seller who has a te'elis, then across the board they were never mesakin, even if the buyers are unaware. A major chiddush. Now,
does he have to swear or something under those circumstances?
Who should have to swear?
The seller that he had a emergency.
No, let's say the seller doesn't care about it. He sold. He's happy to go. He doesn't want. He's in Florida already with the money. He paid off the melech and he ran. But it's known. It's an edim right now that this is the case. But the loy plug, they didn't want mesakin. Lamaisa geret, there's a raya, Bokshem, there's a raya in Sif Memhei. I was hoping to get to it tonight, maybe Oid Chazayin. And Sif Memhei is mefurish, like the Divrei Malkiel. That even though the buyer didn't know, the case was when he was a Safik, that even if he didn't know, they suspended the dinam of Bametzra. And Baruch Hashem, I found the Chuvus Mabusha Yonta and Chesha Mishpat Simon Beis brings this right from Sif Memhei. Baruch Hashem, that Lechay, you see, they across the board, they suspended it. Now, if you have gone like the Gur Aryeh Yehuda, that they didn't suspend it, and it's totally if the buyers know, so I want to know, hold up, Rabbi Yisai, when we had the Shiloh before, if the seller was a Goy, and over there we use this alumnus of a loy plug to suspend the halakas, even if the seller's a guy. Bishloim a different makil shita say good. Besides, so here's a loy plug, there's a loy plug, one big loy plug, everything's loy plug. Gavaldik, suspended. The match is out the window. We'll say that. But if you hold it, really, even when the seller has a benefit, we still have a dinner by matzah. It's only when people know it's fizz to Ellis So then, it's not such a stretch to say that even if the seller is a goy, there'll also be a din b'metzer. Even if people know that he needs it. Because it's not a major stretch. It's even b'chai gavna, when there's a tellus for the seller, or potential seller, we still made a b'metzer, if people don't know about it. So maybe who a din by a goy, even if people do know about it, we would make b'metzer. Maybe. Make it still say, loy pluk, when people know about when the seller has a tellus, then we'll stretch a goy. But the din b'akil, the shitasi, is very good. Here's a loy pluk, there's no din b'metzer. There's a loy pluk, no din b'metzer. And the halacha pashas, that's the case. We go like that. That's a loy pluk. They suspend b'metzer even if you didn't notify any of the boys. All right, Rabbi Sa, good to work.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.